I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Yeah. What do you and your dad usually do while the Irish are getting spanked?
Oh, they suck. They suck.
You disagree about why they suck. Yeah.
True. That's usually argue about why they suck. Yeah. You were there for that Clemson 30-10.
Yeah.
He was there for that.
I'll tell you why they suck.
We celebrated a little strip club action after. Yeah. That was a nice night.
It was.
Notre Dame got murdered. We saw some tits.
Nice. So, yeah, that's how you ease the sting.
That's how you solve it.
But you're at the strip club and they're just like patting your wounds, like, be still.
Oh, that's what Santa Claus brought me.
What?
My Notre Dame shoes.
Dude, show those things off.
Hold on.
Those things are fucking awesome, man. If they lose, you're going to kick them off and run outside and be like, man, I fucking hate you, man. I fucking hate you, man. Dude, those things are nice. I think you should wear them 24/7. First of all,
I'm wearing them until Saturday.
Autograph them.
I'm going to wear them until Saturday.
Sign whoever their best player is, sign their name, and be like, yeah, you autograph them.
Whoa.
Damn. Imagine. Dude.
What does it say on the inside?
It says, this is good for me. This is important for me. It's got Bluetooth connectivity to the app I use to see how far I've walked.
It's the Under Armour. It's the Under Armour thing.
I can check how far I've sat in the room.
How many times you put your feet up?
Damn, dude.
Alabama's in trouble if I'm wearing these.
Damn, look at the back. Look at that snakeskin on the back, dude. They are nice.
Imagine that coming at you, Matt.
Dude, I don't want to. I don't want to, dude.
I might install this thing in the bots.
Dude.
This could be a bot. A
Notre Dame shoe?
This technically with Bluetooth is Notre Dame shoe could stand up to the wedge.
Yeah, attach it to a couple rollerblades.
Oh, thank God. It didn't chip the paint.
Dude, don't have it chip.
That's just sticker left over.
You're going to get them chrome dipped.
No. Yeah.
Damn, they probably dipped them in, what is that, 24 karat?
This is 24 karat. These shoes were $9 million.
I like that.
What do you think of these, Chris? Would you like a pair of these?
I've been following Notre Dame hockey a little bit on Instagram.
You would, fucking cunt.
Well, they look cool. They got cool outfits.
They do have cool outfits. Yeah. But college hockey, even when we went, it's pretty tough to watch.
Yeah.
College hockey's pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I remember being there.
I think I fought my girl. I think all we did was all fight our girlfriends.
Yeah.
We decided to go to Notre Dame with girlfriends.
We fought pretty much the entire time.
Me and that girl would go to Notre Dame every year, and I think every year we got in like a breakup fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder whose fault that was. Looking back at it, she was probably pretty excited to go on this trip, and I would just black out. And now she'd be like, I want to go see the grotto. I'd be like, I've seen it a million times. We're here to take care of Texas. I want to go to the bookstore. I'm like, we're not going to the fucking bookstore. Yeah, I'll take the blame on that one.
Oh,
because I'm going to the fucking Notre Dame USC game.
That'd be sick, yeah.
Which, you know, after Notre Dame's abysmal season so far, I wouldn't mind canceling. But then from LA, I got to fly to Texas, to Austin, Texas.
Oh, damn.
So it's
God damn, dude. It's so tiring.
That's so fucking tiring.
You might as well go early then.
I know, but then I'm at her parents' house for like 6 days.
Post up, dude.
I don't want to have to be on decent behavior for 6 days.
Get at your own Airbnb for 2 days and say you just need time to yourself.
I'm sure they'll be very everybody would understand.
Like, guys, I need my own space.
I will say,
tell me drawing boundaries. But guys, it's time we draw boundaries. It's time we set up boundaries in this family. I'm gonna get an Airbnb by myself, and I don't want to talk to you guys. Just tell me. You talk to your therapist, dude. You have to set up boundaries with an Airbnb by yourself.
But then, do you fly from Florida to New York for a few days and then to?
I would cut out the flight. The extra flight would be kind of deadly. Especially flying out the day before Thanksgiving.
Extra flight, but then I'm here for a day or two alone.
By yourself? Ooh, okay. Now you're entering a different thing.
Now I'm laying
on
this couch for 48 hours charging.
Oh, that might be... Now you brought that in.
I'm ready to go have dinner conversations.
True. Yeah, you're going to have to sit here and think about stuff to talk
about.
What's
going on with your career?
Like, yeah, you know, it's good. Always, you're in the middle of cutting a thing.
Yeah, things are good. This is what's that? I don't talk to anyone.
No, you're gonna get. He's a comedian. Oh well, let me tell you something, bud. How do you think of that stuff?
You guys are different. You guys are odd birds. What do you think of Jeff Dunham? Oh. And I'll go, Jeff's great. I think his puppets are racist, but you know, who am I to judge?
True.
It's crazy. I don't think
yeah,
they're
sad
racist.
Every time.
I don't think they're racist. Jeff Dunham does rule.
He goes, wow, really? Wow, that's so... Oh, man, that. That's a...
How about that? When I was here, I liked... who was that cable guy? He was... something. You ever
we
get to meet him?
We saw him. Oh, God, yeah.
You ever meet him? You ever meet... And then there's never a real comedian. It's always an actor.
Yeah.
I was like, you ever meet fucking some, you know? I was like, oh, yeah. I met him.
Like, wow, I saw him
fucking rape a lady at a party.
That's really just so neat. I mean, yeah, it's just got to be cool to do what you like, want.
What do you do? You got to, you put the comedy on YouTube. That's nice.
How do I find that?
Yeah.
If you're like, don't, and just, like, just don't look at it, please.
Are you going to keep doing it, you think?
No, I quit.
No, I don't.
I quit right now.
I'm going to commit suicide at my girlfriend's house. Let them clean up the body.
I'm
going to
jump
upstairs.
Down from the third level of the Notre Dame game. Dude, you should attempt at Notre Dame. Just attempt. Don't
I'll
do anything crazy,
an attempt.
But just attempt.
If a they don't, small drop, like severe injuries.
Just eat like a bottle of children's Tylenol and make people carry you
throw
out.
Up.
They will carry you out.
The LA Coliseum.
If you attempt it at the LA Coliseum, like a real bullshit high school girl attempt. Yeah. Like, dude, come on, man.
Slight cut. Very slight cut on my arm.
On FaceTime, it's like, yeah. I might start tossing in one a year. One attempt a year.
And then you have to just go to the hospital constantly with bandages in a wheelchair. It's like,
attempted suicide.
Attempted suicide at the Notre Dame USC game. Notre Dame didn't make the Music City Bowl.
Imagine sitting across from a psychiatrist in like a 48-hour full lockdown and be like, and their fucking quarterback is their backup quarterback. He fucking sucks. And the guy said,
backup
like,
quarterback knew he sucked and everybody said he didn't.
New coach is young as
the
hell.
Only one the new coach is in over his fucking head. But it's year one and I got to wait 3 years before I can judge him. Because I think he could be pretty good. But I'm sick of waiting, dude. Waiting my whole fucking life, dude.
I know.
Just give me one, dude.
Dude, grape flavored children's Tylenol that you can just chug a bottle. You have to like squeeze it into your mouth because they have that. The liquid one has that little slow draw.
It would literally do nothing. I'd be fine. It probably would fuck up my body though. Liver and kidney, they're already on there. They're already hanging by a thread.
Acetaminophen will fuck your liver up. It can literally kill you. Like acetaminophen, if you take too much, it'll shut your liver off. So yeah, maybe not that one, but maybe some DXM.
Yeah.
Or Robitus. It's just Robo Trip. It's just suicide Robo Trip at the fucking...
Lene stole the heart of Tafiti and just ruined fucking.
I was telling Spade though, it's like literally, it'd be like if all of a sudden everyone was like, Lord of the Rings is fucking gay.
Dude, you're punching air.
It'd be like everybody going around being like, you like Lord of the Rings? You know that it's fucking for gay people? It'd be like, it's not.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to think about it. It hurts my face.
So that fucked you up too. It wasn't just Manti Te'o. That fucking
fucked me up, dude. Lene fucked me up too. I was at that point. I was selling cars. Dude.
You should pitch as like a follow up documentary where it's like I might as well get in on this.
Here's
too.
My life.
Interview all the guys.
It's fucked ever since then. My shit's been fucked up ever since then. That was also
like a side documentary. Shane Gillis,
a guy who was slightly sad about it.
He's gonna go team. Like,
oh
still
man,
sits with me.
And then, fuck, I forget what I was about to say. I was selling cars.
Yeah,
hurt. Anyway,
everyone called it gay.
Everybody was calling me gay. Yeah. Everyone was saying, dude, you're gay.
Within the family unit, everyone loving Notre Dame.
Everyone in my family.
Were you
defended.
Like the most Manti Te'o?
No. I mean, probably maybe the most. No, the whole team.
You
the whole family
the
loved Te'o.
Yeah.
I was on the forum.
Yeah. Did they turn on
stayed
you?
On the forum.
Did they turn on you at all about
my family?
Was there like a quick distancing? Like, that's not my boy.
No, my family stuck with Manti more than I think his dad did. His dad was kind of like, have to get tricked. My whole family was like, Manti did nothing wrong.
He didn't.
He didn't. Of course he didn't.
He didn't do anything wrong.
My whole family, dude, I've told you about my cousins. My cousins, my one cousin Mike's house is blue and gold.
Yeah, you're telling,
me. He, no, since then, right. Thank Christ, he's met a woman. He's moved on.
That was a bit of a bachelor.
He was geese, though. He was a bachelor. He was an old bachelor.
I mean, we used to live in a house where Hollis painted the steps white and Kelly green for the
dude. Evening. It was blue walls. True. The frame of every window was gold, like spray paint.
Hoss
gold.
Literally did this for the Eagles.
This was his full house. Yeah. This was just his full house. Everything in the house was Notre Dame.
He played like a champion.
Notre Dame soap. He had the Rudy poster, the movie poster going down the length of the hall.
How did he take this?
We were all devastated. Him and his brothers, he has two brothers, they used to drive to every Notre Dame game from Mechanicsburg.
Jesus.
During the day. They leave like Friday night, get to a 2 p.m. Saturday Notre Dame game.
See that and touchdown, drive back. Jesus?
Not drink. They didn't drink. They would drive
to the
game.
They're just legitimate fans.
Watch the game in the stands and then get back in a van and drive for 10 hours. Dude. God,
Manti was playing for them.
Manti was playing for all of us, dude.
What if you went there and you were like, yo, I don't like sports, guys. I miss me with all this football talk. Would they be like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
They wouldn't say it to your face. They would be. But everybody would be like, dude, that family member is definitely gay. I remember I was dating a girl at the time. There's no doubt. For
Wait,
sure.
You were what?
I was dating a girl when we were, actually it was on the way to that game, that Notre Dame Michigan game, with the Lays. And it was just me and my cousin Frank and Natalie, his wife, who's the sweetest. She's an angel because Frank's a fucking monster.
Yeah.
So we're driving middle of the night. We drove through the night. He was giving me a lecture. Oh, this is what he was talking about. He was like, if your girl, because my girlfriend didn't like Notre Dame.
Yeah.
She didn't like football. He's like, you got to get her on the program. Or she's out. You got to get her into the program.
She's in the car?
No, she was not in the car.
Oh, fuck.
She was mad because my girlfriend at the time broke her leg, and I didn't go to the hospital because it was the Notre Dame Michigan State game. That Michigan State game.
Damn,
obviously,
dude.
I'm going to watch the fucking Michigan State game.
Holy
Your
shit.
Your leg's going to be broken tomorrow. I don't need to check in on
true.
You.
True. Yeah, I'm out of
This
doctor.
Is a one-time chance.
True. That's true.
This is Notre Dame.
You made the right call. You made the right call.
I definitely made the right call. This is fucking
the program.
Sick.
You're on the program.
I was part of the program. My girlfriend needed to get with the program. She never did. And his wife, who got with the program, was in the back seat sleeping on the way. And he goes, Nat! He starts yelling at him, Nat, wake up!
She's like, what? Jesus Christ, Frank.
That's the program,
He's
dude.
Like, what? What are you yelling at? She's like, I was asleep, asshole. Like those. Yeah.
Well, we just cut right where.
I forgot
we
about
like,
that.
Oh, this would be sick if we fight these old guys.
Yeah, we did. We fought them.
We fought them for the next 40 minutes.
We did. We beat
and,
them.
We destroyed them, but it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
The some parts were funny.
Well, it was so much so that we got like a weird...
One of the drunk old guys contacted the Helium Comedy Club and wrote a long-winded...
Yeah, like my cousin Vinny'd us.
Yeah, he tried to use his fucking law degree against
us. He really
us.
Did. He put like patents and trademarks and shit on certain
but he was,
things.
It was the night of the show. He was hammered. That whole thing was all run on sentences.
Oh, that's true.
It was garbage.
I wonder if it was a Facebook message because
it was
say,
a Facebook message.
I give Facebook permission to share this. It's like, dude, Facebook and shit.
Yeah, it was a Facebook message.
Can you imagine being 50, getting your ass handed? Like he heckled and we just basically made fun of him. Just said, you know, like we'd kick his ass and made fun of him for being losers. And he got so upset that he wrote a Facebook message to the club.
No, I can't imagine.
If I was 50, and if I was getting my ass handed to me, I'd eventually be like, fuck you guys, and just leave. Or I wouldn't think twice.
Well, what got him was the Penn State thing.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know if we included it in there, but at one point, a guy, these old guys in the front, one of them was like, Notre Dame got killed by Miami. And I was oh, yeah, they got fucking crushed.
Having fun.
I was like, you must be a Penn State fan if you're bringing that up.
And they didn't say anything at first.
And they were quiet. And then... eventually, we got the one guy to crack and be like, oh, it's my alma mater. I am a Penn State. And it's like, I knew you were a fucking Penn State.
That was the beginning of the end. That was like 5 minutes. You called that, and then we went talking. And 5 minutes later, he admitted it. And I was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
And then I tried to, I don't want to fucking make you a bad guy.
Yeah.
I tried to make him denounce Joe Paterno.
That's not being a bad guy.
Like every Penn State fan. Refused to do it.
He wouldn't do
and
it.
And deflected. He was like, what about Catholics? You like Notre Dame, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck Catholics.
instantly.
Fuck Pope Benedict, dude. I can fucking do that.
Wait, I think what got him on the defensive quick is as soon as he admitted to liking Penn State, I called him a toucher.
Yeah, that was...
That was part of what he was trying to like fake that. Sue us. That was what he was trying to fake sue us.
And he wrote that in his...
Yeah, I was like, you're a fucking toucher, dude. You're a fucking toucher.
Yeah, I had to go back. When I listened to it, I was like, oh, shit, we did call him a toucher. So I was like, I don't remember calling him a fucking toucher.
I called him instantly. I was like, you're a fucking toucher, dude.
Yeah, dude. Well, the rest of the podcast was a... was a mess.
Well, it was just funny because you were like, dude, just all you got to do is just say, like, look, man, I love Penn State. Just denounce Joe Pa.
Yeah.
Just say it was a good idea for them to remove
and
him.
And then what
he couldn't do
did
it.
Did you hear him say, finally, after, like, so we asked him and he was like, Notre Dame. How about Notre Dame? You're Catholic. What about all that? And I was like, fuck it, dude. I don't support that shit.
Yeah. And that then, was, when you were like, fuck Benedict.
Yeah. I was like, fuck Pope Benedict. I was like, I'll support Francis. Francis is the man. But I was like, you can do that with Joe Pa.
He thought he had you cornered, dude.
And be like, Franklin's the man. He couldn't do it. And then...
it's probably got him out of so much shit at work. We're like, oh, about Penn State? He's like, you're a fucking Catholic. And the guy was like, oh, fuck. And like walked away.
But then we asked him one more time to denounce him. And he was like, prove it.
Yep.
That was when we were like, holy fuck, this guy is unreachable. He screamed, prove it, about the Sandusky thing.
At one point, too, he went, like, we're like, prove it. I remember he goes, it is what it is.
And oh,
it's
Nah,
dude, it's fucking child rape.
Yeah, and then you were like, what would have to happen at Penn State for you to not be a fan? And I was like, child rape?
Exactly.
I was like, if this guy can handle that.
Yeah, literally, they could behead... They can do like an ISIS beheading and be like, well, it's just...
Like it doesn't affect the players. Those are still good
kids.
What's
it got to do with the team? Dude, that's...
So it was a drunken
mess.
Though.
If you love something, like if you're like, I'm going to bring my son there, he's going to bring his son there, and the news must have came out, and that guy was just like...
No, when the news came out, he was one of the people rioting. When they fired Joe Paterno, people
he
must have been furious.
If that's how he handled himself in a room full of people being like, Joe, dude, no.
Yeah.
The day it came out, he must have been going nuts. On Facebook.
He must have been going nuts.
I'd love to get access to his Facebook.
I know.
I wish, like, two years ago.
I didn't get to see his name. I didn't see it on Helium's. But, our guest, Tommy, didn't make the cut on this. He was a little banged up. He was funny, but... The show ended up just being more hostile.
He came out right away to those guys too, and he's like, "What do you? What do you do for a living?" He was like, "The guy said something like, I forget what he said, but he got
it was
made fun of." These old men literally. It was basically imagine if you or dads were there, and we sat there and told them that our dads were going to beat their fucking ass. They were pussies. You called the one guy a pencil neck bitch.
Yeah.
And told him that your dad would do fucking wrestling moves on him and have fun with him.
It was ugly.
These dudes, they even try to back out even more. And they were like, well, where are your dads now? And they're like, not here, you fucking losers. They're at home. They're tired. And these guys just, every turn they try to take, they just got hit by another fucking truck. And it was just like.
And the crowd was with us. The crowd started to get violent towards the guys. That was another problem.
Allegedly. Someone I know went up to him and grabbed his shoulder and told him he was going to beat his fucking ass.
The Shadheads got rowdy quick, dude.
Yeah, it was the general consensus that they were being dickheads.
Well, they were being dickheads.
But every time we made fun of them, the crowd was just, they were laughing. So that was that was like the one good thing that like carried the whole thing.
Here's the thing that sucks is we gotta take it out. And I'm okay with it because at that point, by the second half of that thing, I was already running hot. Mm-hmm. I was doing the Hitler. I was getting a little racist. Sorry, people who think I'm racist. And
well, you came out and said white people are the best race.
Well, that's because I was making fun of what I did last time.
I know.
And then Charlottesville happened, and I was like, oh, fuck.
I know. The Dodge Charger line was fucking...
That was great. That was fun. Although I think it was a Challenger.
Challenger.
No, we said Charger, but whatever.
Yeah.
But then the next morning on this one, still wake up with crushing anxiety because the show was a mess.
Well, the worst part of the whole thing was that the two guys eventually leave. The two guys were there together getting made fun of Penn State. And this other old man who we assumed was with the other two old men, I didn't see him. He crept up from the back.
Yeah.
This guy sat down and he starts talking shit. So we start making fun of him. And at one point, we actually were like, yo, your boys left you, talking about the two old guys next to him.
Yeah.
And he was like, my boy died in the war. And dude, it just like.
So the two old guys behind him, who we thought were with him, left. And then one of us yelled, like, you're fucking, even your boys abandoned you. Because he was talking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He just walked up from the back and just started talking shit.
Yeah.
He was like, "You show more respect to your fathers," or like something like that.
Yeah, he did say that. Is everyone talk to your fathers?
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, no, because our fathers are fucking pussies.
Yeah, dude. And then it was like, "Oh, you're fucking, your boy's abandoning you, dude. Everyone hates you." And he was like, my boy died in war. What have you got to say about that?" Yeah, and I was like, "We're not talking about your son, you fucking idiot."
That might have been the weirdest situation I've ever had to handle verbally.
That was crazy.
Yeah. You're having everyone's having fun. Some guy just, again, there's like, did it even happen? Is it true? It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. Who the fuck says my son died in war?
I don't know what's more disturbing. If it didn't happen and he made that up to like throw off the show, which actually that would be actually.
It'd be a pretty great move.
Kind of funny. But if that did happen, if I died in war and my dad was at a comedy show being like, my boy died in war, I'd be like, fuck, man.
Especially if we weren't even talking about his fucking kid. If we were like, yeah, your son's probably a fucking pussy. And he was like, my kid's dead. He died in Iraq. That'd be different than us just talking and him being like, well, my son died in war. What do you think?
Us being like, the two guys are like walking out the door. I'm like, oh, your boys are leaving you. And he's like, my son died in war. It's like, dude, you were just waiting to throw this up here.